We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, it's the Kellogg Crew on 94.7 WMAS. Thank you very much for joining us for Kellogg Crew Part 2.
Part 2.
Well, we're about to get stinky.
Okay.
Stinky in a good way, stinky in a bad way.
Okay.
Body odor survey is out, Lopez.
Ooh, goody.
Talks about the top 15 smells that we love and the top 15 smells that we can't stand.
Wow, there's a lot of smells there.
All right, what do you want to start with, the ones we don't like?
Sure, why don't we start with the don't likes?
All right, top 15 smells we hate. Here we go.
All right.
Ooh, nail varnish remover. Gives me a headache.
Moldy
bananas. Have you ever stuck one of those
moldy
up your nose?
Moldy bananas?
Huh. I don't know if they get moldy.
I've never seen a moldy banana. I've seen brown bananas.
Yeah.
I've never seen one get moldy.
You have to really leave them on the counter
for a long time
for
banana.
Moldy. Yeah. Chlorine is another one.
Ooh, okay.
Unwashed clothes.
Uh-huh.
Especially at the bottom.
Yeah, yeah,
they're always stinky at the bottom if they sat there. Gasoline.
Oh, that's on the worst smells.
That's one of my favorites.
That's an interesting one.
Cooked cabbage is on the list.
Okay.
Damp walls.
Okay.
Musty clothes.
Yeah, I can see that.
Dirty socks.
Yeah.
Armpits.
Mm.
Stagnant water.
Oh, yeah.
Sweat.
Mm-hmm.
Because that comes out of armpits. So.
Yep.
All right, mold.
Yep.
Maybe you have moldy armpits.
Ew.
Sour milk is another one. And the number one smell we hate, obviously, is body odor.
Oh, a lot of these are similar to body odor. Like, you know, you go to the sweat or you go to the armpits. Or even unwashed clothes. It's all probably related to body odor, right?
Yeah, because the pits in the shirt, yeah.
Yeah, so that's probably all related to the same. But I could see that. So those are the things that are stinky.
I want to add one to that list. Brussels sprouts, man. Have you ever smelled
Brussels sprouts
cooking?
Oh, yeah, they are stinky. Most vegetables.
Oh.
Actually, I and I'm such a strange person for this. I just hate the smell of cooking in a house.
Mm.
It does not appeal to me. I know people love it. They're like, oh, it's a home-cooked meal. It's always just a smell to me, and I do not like it.
And sometimes it lingers.
I
like
don't
when
know
I
why.
Make, if I fry something up, my wife gets angry because I haven't shut the bedroom door. Because the smell can emanate in there, and then you smell it later.
I don't enjoy it for some reason.
It's very
tough. That's why I don't like cooking. I don't like the smell of things getting cooked.
Here's a card to see my therapist if he would like.
I'm having
a really tough time with this.
I'm calling someone today. Don't worry.
All right. Now the smells that we absolutely love, according to this new poll. Gasoline at number 15.
Ah, you like that.
That's number one on my list,
I used to work at a gas station. I kind of got used to it, and I think I kind of liked it for a while,
too. You got desensitized by
it?
Yeah, it was good stuff. Wow. Baby powder is another one.
That's a good one.
Barbecues. Oh, definitely.
Oh, that's a good one.
Definitely. Coconut.
I'm iffy about coconut.
Chocolate has got one of the best smells.
Okay.
Christmas tree pine.
Oh, my wife loves that. Loves it.
I'm glad she likes it. I'm not crazy
you
about
don't
it.
Like that?
Especially the Christmas tree pine candles.
Boy, my wife, that is what we could burn those candles in my house all year. My wife would be happy.
I will bring you over some Christmas tree pine. vanilla is another one.
Yes.
I know that's our co-host Dina's favorite.
One. I love that.
The ocean.
Love it.
I don't know, it smells like fish sometimes.
That's true. Well, yeah, you don't want a fishy ocean.
Yeah,
clean
ocean. To the beach. Yeah,
like the candles.
Yeah, fish and chips is another one.
Oh,
so
got a fish to it.
Fresh air.
Okay,
got a nice,
that's good.
Clean, non-smell to it.
Good smell.
It's like drinking water, right?
Yeah,
it's that clean. Baked cakes.
It's a good one.
Those are great. Fresh laundry.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Bacon at number 3.
Good one.
Number 2, coffee. Interesting story. When I used to work at a store called A&P, grocery store when I was a kid, they had the coffee aisle where you could grind your own.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes I would walk by it just for the scent.
Yeah.
Like when I needed a hit.
It was cheap. I mean,
it was so good.
Even before I started to try drinking coffee, I always loved the smell of it.
Yeah.
Always. And I didn't start drinking coffee until much later.
Same thing with me, too.
Interesting.
So, because at first I was shoving it up my nose, and then people were like, there's another way to do this.
Yeah.
And the number one top smell is freshly cut grass.
I enjoy that. I mean, I don't go out and purposely try to get it. I wouldn't call it my number one by a long shot, but I don't mind it. I know you hate it.
I hate it. And I don't know if it's just because I have really bad allergies with it. Like when I mow the yard and I get grass all over myself, my throat blows up.
You've associated it with a bad thing, so maybe that's why.
Maybe.
Let's see. Well, Pamela said for her favorite smell, new babies, and least favorite is microwave popcorn. Oh, wow. You know, microwave popcorn is a very small window of good smell, I think.
Until it's burnt.
It smells good for about a minute, and then 30 seconds later, it smells like burnt popcorn, and that's the worst.
It's horrible. And you know what? It smells worse unless you're eating it. Does that make sense? Like, if you're not going to eat the popcorn, if you're eating it, it's enticing.
Yes.
But I agree. Like, if you go out, if you quit a job and you go out in a blaze of glory, take a thing of microwave popcorn, set the timer for 20 minutes, and you're out.
Burn.
And you will leave a lasting.
Okay, you might actually burn the place down, but do that.
8 minutes, then.
Let's see. Don also said the best smell, Yankee Candle in Deerfield. You could smell that from the highway.
Mm.
When you drive by it, if people haven't done this, you just put your windows down and you can smell the candles from the highway.
Well, the whole building is a candle. Did you know that?
I didn't
There's a big
know
giant
that.
Wick.
I didn't see
that.
That
comes out of the chimney.
It comes out of the top.
That is totally not true.
Boy, that's a dangerous job for the person who has to light that every day.
I got another one for you. Okay,
yes.
Since we're talking about it.
Okay.
Driving by a Burger King, and the smell of the flame broiled burgers.
Is that real? Or is that, do they make that so that those places all smell that?
I don't know, but it's like
wonder.
For like miles away, it's so enticing.
Oh, that'd be funny. Mm. I mean, some of my favorite smells, I love lemon.
Mm-hmm.
Vanilla, I think, is another good one that I like a lot. But I don't know. I like fresh smells, like fresh air sort of things. I like opening the windows when I can. I appreciate that. Just a breeze, a nice cool breeze.
Yeah.
Oh, here's one. And I know the name of it because I like it so much.
Yeah, what is it?
Petrichor. And that's the smell of rain on the pavement.
Oh, I hate that.
You hate that
There's
smell?
There's a term for that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a weird, funky smell.
Oh, it's a beautiful
like
smell.
It's warm outside and...
Oh, I love
why
that
don't you
smell.
Why don't you suggest that's a Yankee Candle?
They might have done that.
You know?
So, I remember that one. That one, I've always liked that one. It took me years to find out the name of that, but there is one. So.
You know what I like, too, is like a woman's natural scent.
A woman's natural scent.
Is it pheromones?
Pheromones?
Yeah,
sure.
Like some women that I really liked have nice smelling pheromones. Like if you smell their arm, they're just naturally... Smell-alicious.
It's weird that you went up and smelled women's arms to see if they were
dateable.
But no,
if you're close to a woman and you're cuddling and they're like this, and you go, wow, are you wearing any perfume?
Well,
like, no.
I mean, isn't
just
that what they say? Isn't that what they say? Like sometimes you match up with people that you like each other's smell. So
subconsciously.
You're naturally attracted to that person because your smells match. You can smell each other and not get sick of it
right.
for life. But isn't there, I think there's a,
yeah,
dating,
there is. There
a
is.
Dating service where you're supposed to wear like a shirt or something for like a week and not wash it. And then you send it and then they,
the
and then they
and the
send
sweat.
It out.
Here are my, here are my gym clothes.
Yes, they, well, not your gym
if you
clothes,
could
but
stand
your natural,
my gym
not
clothes.
Your sweaty clothes scent, but your natural scent. They send it out to people. And I guess like if I were a guy and I would send it, if I wanted to attract a woman, they'd send it to women or guys. They'd send it to guys, whoever.
Yeah.
And then the other person would smell it. And then the people who liked it, you would get their smells to see if you liked it, and they'd match you up that way.
Because you have to live with the smell. I mean, you cuddle up with the person, so
exactly.
you got to get to know them. Speaking of smells, like on women and men, I can't stand musk. I apologize to anybody that wears musk, but it's very old cologne, and I'm deathly allergic to it.
Oh,
and what I hate is like if I go to the theater, and you know, you sit there for a performance, and there's some dude wearing musk behind you. I have like an allergic reaction, and I tell the guy to leave. I just have to sit there and grin and bear it.
You know, I think it's funny because that's another thing you said you're allergic to. Everything you're allergic to, you hate the smell of. I think that's
no musk actually physically makes my throat swell up.
Oh no, I know, but if
I have a reaction.
I know
to it.
I believe
no
you.
musk smells disgusting.
No, I'm
no, it
I'm
really
also,
does.
But I'm also saying
no, it really does because I think
well,
I hate
some
it before
like
I
it.
Like blew up like a fish.
Oh, maybe, but it is interesting. All your allergic ones, which makes sense. It's a good thing you don't like those smells that you're allergic to them. It's probably a life saving device. for you. But I like this. Don said State Line Potato Chip Factory was a great scent. I did not know. I don't know the factory. I know it used to be around here.
Yeah.
But I have tried them for the first time recently, and they are really good potato chips.
I'm surprised
so I
you
can't
like
imagine.
State Line. I never liked it. Not to bash
really?
It. But they're like, their corners are burnt sometimes. It just, they seem like the rebels. Like it comes off the conveyor belt, and they're like, how do these look?
I liked them.
I don't know. Throw them in in a bag.
I had never tried them until about 3 or 4 months ago, and I saw them at the store. And I've been living out here for a while, and people have been talking about
State
them for
State Line
years.
Been around for a long, long time.
People talked about them for years. I'd never heard of them, but I've heard people mention them, and I finally tried them, and I like them a lot.
You know, they sell them a lot, at least when I was growing up, at pizza places. Like
oh, really?
On the rack and pizza place where you were showing there was the State Line potato chips. But you can't. Funny thing is, it's illegal to bring them over state lines.
It's not. It's not true.
Didn't you know that? All right. So, hey, if you're having fun on Facebook making comments, that's great. You can visit the 947 WMAS Facebook page.
Yes. Any old time.
It's been fun talking about smells.
Yeah. It has been fun talking about smells. So, we will see you again tomorrow morning. You can listen to us all the time, 94.7 on your radio, or ask Alexa to put it on 94.7.
WMAS.com.
Yeah, 947WMAS.com. We're on there as well. Stream us or get our app. All these great ways.
So thanks for watching on Facebook, and also thanks for listening on our podcast. Have a great day. We are the Kellogg Crew with 947WMAS. We'll see you.
Allons-y.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.